Do you love your country? Amen. Do you love the God who formed this country? Yes. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you, I'd like to ask you to turn to 2 Samuel chapter 23. We're going to look at just a few verses in light of the fact that tomorrow is Memorial Day and discuss the ethic of it and then the completeness of it. 2 Samuel 23 verses 13 through 17 is an instant of interjecting a particular occasion in the middle of proclaiming the mighty men of David. 2 Samuel 23, beginning with verse 13. And three of the 30 chief went down and came to David in the harvest time unto the cave of Adullam. And the troop of the Philistines pitched in the valley of Rephaim. And David was in a hold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David longed and said, Oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. And the three mighty men broke through the host of the Philistines, and they drew water out of the well of Bethlehem, which was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but rather poured it out unto the Lord. And he said, Be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of the men that went in jeopardy of their lives? Therefore he would not drink it. These things did these three mighty men. Our gracious Heavenly Fathers, we turn to your word. We are turning to the source of all truth. We are recognizing, Lord, within your word that there is a pattern for our lives, that there are ethical things that we are to be a part of. And that, Lord, every good thing and every perfect thing has come from you, for you are the creator of all things, things seen, things unseen. And so, Lord, we have come to you today as clay, to be fashioned, to be molded into something that is useful for carrying the gospel and something that would be useful to bring forth fruit. And we ask, Lord, today that you would soften our hearts to hear from you, that if we are in need of correction, that we would be willing to take the correction. If we are in need of encouragement to continue on, then we would find that encouragement as well. We pray today, Lord, that your word would speak to each and every one here in whatever manner they are in need of, that, Lord, you would reveal, that you would reveal yourself to each and every one. And so, Lord, hide your servant behind the cross and speak through these fallible lips of clay, the infallible word of God, for your name's sake, so that you might be glorified, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Tomorrow being Memorial Day, I don't often or don't find it compelling to have to speak according to the day on a calendar, but rather just being prompted to do so, I think, this Sunday. Doing a little research on Memorial Day, you probably know a lot of this. I know we've shared it before. Originally, Decoration Day was 1865, Arlington Cemetery, where 5,000 citizens responded to the call of a gentleman by the name of General John A. Logan. He was the head of the Grand Army of the Republic at the time. And they responded by 5,000 people going to Arlington Cemetery and decorating the graves of 20,000 soldiers. It was originally established to be on May 30th. The reason for that is that's late enough in the year that flowers would be available around the country. Pretty practical. In 1873, the first state to make it a state observation was New York. In 1971, it became an official national holiday and moved to the last Monday in May. There's other things to be known about, I suspect. Memorial Day. It is an American holiday, certainly, but it is not exclusive to the United States. Many nations have holidays, days of remembrance of those who have fallen in the line of duty. For us as Americans, we recognize these people as those who fought to bring freedom, those who fought to defend freedom in the Constitution of our nation, and we honor those who have died in that line of service. In Europe, May 8th, VE Day, is often recognized as a memorial day. Russia, May 9th, is V Day. Israel has a day of memorial for fallen soldiers. Australia, New Zealand, the Netherlands, the UK, and Germany, other nations. It's not exclusive to the United States, but recognized around the world. Something has happened in our country, and I suspect it's been a slow erosion. But Memorial Day has lost a lot of significance to us as Americans. The reality is most people look at Memorial Day as a weekend, an extended weekend, the first of the summer season. Many people take the advantage of an extra day to get out of town and to go here and to go there, to gather with families. I'm not saying any of those things are wrong. I don't believe they are wrong. But it becomes a problem when not only do we partake in those things, but we do not partake in the things meant to draw us back into a state of remembrance. It was meant to be a solemn celebration. If you look around, you'll find few put out flags on their houses. You don't have to do that, but I think it's a good thing. There'll be a parade in Sydney tomorrow where it'll be primarily people walking with American flags. It'll be poorly attended if history remains the same, because I think, you know, there's no fancy floats, there's no candy being thrown. It is simply honoring those who have died in defense of our freedoms. When we take something that is meant to have great meaning and we substitute other things in its place and dismiss it, we are less of a people. And I find it's not only true with Memorial Day, it ultimately is true in most all of our holidays. Memorial Day is not a specifically Christian holiday, but we find the same things happening with Christian holidays. We have supplanted the birth of Jesus Christ with a jolly fellow clothed in red. We have taken the death of Christ and the resurrection of Christ and replaced him with Easter eggs and bunnies. We're losing it. We're absolutely losing it. And if we don't have anything to hold on to, then we become nothing as a people. Our faith is historically based. The reality of the nation that we lived in is based on an actual history of people who gave their lives in defense of the freedom that I have today. And shame on us as a people that we don't acknowledge it. Even our government has recognized this. In the year 2000, Congress passed what they called the American holiday to the national moment of remembrance. That every person in the United States was encouraged at 3 p.m. on Memorial Day to take a moment, stop what you're doing, and remember those who have died to give you that opportunity. And few, including me, even knew of this moment of remembrance. It is ethically correct to honor those who died defending us. It is ethically absolutely correct to do that. And the reason I say that is because of what our Bibles say. John chapter 15, we turn to the words of Jesus. John chapter 15 and verse 13, Jesus said, "Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Paul would build on this idea when you turn to Romans chapter 5 and verse 7. This is an ethical thing. This is an ethos thing. This is a thing that is correct and right to do. Paul would write in Romans chapter 5 and verse 7, "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die." That others would put themselves in harm's way in order to provide something for someone else. You look at the things that are happening in this country, and you can see we have fallen from a great height. The events of this last week are horrendous, many of them. A complete disdain for human life to where people are out killing children. I read of one article and saw a little video on it of a lady on a public transit train in a city in our nation, and a thug walked on there, and he was speaking. I don't even know what, I couldn't hear it, but one woman got up to move to get out of the way of this unhinged character, and another woman went to get up, and he grabbed her by the hair on the back of her head and forced her to sit down next to him. You could see her mouthing the words, "Help me." And no one on the train set foot towards this man. What's happened in our country? Well, we will watch people be brutalized and do nothing of it. And then I read of another situation where someone took a weapon and began to fire into a crowd of people, and a lady there reached wherever and got her own firearm, and she stepped to the danger and she shot the man who was attempting to kill many. That's ethically correct. That's right. I've been thinking about Memorial Day and thinking about the men and the women who have put themselves in harm's way. And as Diana and I walked through the cemetery the other day and made note of all of these white grave markers, the military grave markers, as we made note of the number of American flags that were placed next to the graves of servicemen who had served our nation, a number of different things started going through my mind. When is it that we turn Memorial Day into a day that you decorate anybody and everybody's grave? Memorial Day was meant to decorate the graves of those who died in defense of our freedoms. And somehow now we've opened it up to everything, and by opening it up to everything, we have diluted the very meaning of the thing that we were doing. And then as we were walking around, we were looking, I found one marker out there of a gentleman who served in World War II, and as I put the dates together of World War II, when it was and when he was born, he was in service of our nation when he was 54 years of age. And they're from teenagers to older men. And as I began to walk around there and I began to look at all of these gravestones and all of these markers and imagine Arlington Cemetery where thousands upon thousands are laid out there before us, the reality entered into my mind that Jesus Christ has come to save everyone, but only a few are saved. And then it hit me, it just dawned on me, is here's a situation where even unbelievers know the ethic of putting themselves in harm's way for the defense of others. That this is not a specific Christian thing. Jesus said it, no greater man has love has any man than to lay down his life for his friends. And we see that, don't we? This is not a Christian holiday. This is an American holiday, but it's also a global holiday where we recognize the ethic and the virtue of putting yourself in harm's way for the defense of others. But I'm a Christian. And it is ethically correct for every citizen of the United States to honor those who have died. But as a Christian, that's not enough. As a Christian, it's not enough to admire bravery. It's not enough to honor courage. It's not enough, certainly, to reap the benefits of those who are courageous. You see, this little passage is written in the mix of a whole list of mighty men of David, those who would serve the would-be king and then the king of Israel. And the feats and the things that they did, even my grandson Benaiah is named after one of these men in 2 Samuel. I love that. But in the middle of it, we have this little portion
where David holed up in the cave of Adullam, and he's longing for Bethlehem. He's longing for a drink of cool water from the pool of Bethlehem by the gate. And I can just picture it, these three men, they're watching David. He's going, oh, if I only had a drink of cool water. And they took it upon themselves to put themselves in harm's way, to fight through the Philistines, to get to this their stronghold of Bethlehem, to get that cup of cool water. And they come back and they give it to him. And David all of a sudden is overtaken with a thought in his mind, it would be wrong of me to just simply relish the risk of their life on myself. And yet that's what we do. We take for granted that people have died, that I can have a cup of cool water. And what we have in 2 Samuel is an honoring of men of valor. But David doesn't stop there, does he? No, David doesn't stop there because he takes that which represents their blood that they risked, and he takes and he pours it out unto the Lord. Do you know why he did that? Do you know why David would take the courage of men and pour it out as an offering unto God? Because the courage in those men came from God. And today, that is true of believers and non-believers alike. Man is desperately wicked. Man is desperately self-centered and selfish. And yet, somehow, within all of humanity, God moves people to defend others. Believers and non-believers alike. I call it common grace. The other day I was watching a television program and there were some musical guys up there on stage, and Sarah said it today. I said, are you going to sing a solo? And she said, oh, I wish that I could. I'm just kind of envious of people with musical ability, and I am too. I see people with these unbelievable musical talents, and I recognize that even if they're not doing it for God's glory, I give God glory for it because he gave them the ability. I watched the Champions League's final game in Europe between Liverpool and Real Madrid the other day, part of it. I watched half of it, and I am amazed at the gifts and the abilities that these athletes have. And I ask myself, where did that come from? That came from God Almighty, our Creator. And if they're not going to acknowledge God, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to acknowledge God in how he has created man, even though fallen, even though broken, even desperately wicked. There are instances where you can look around and you can see that is something that God has planted within each and every one of us. It is ethically correct to honor those who have died, but it is not complete until we give the honor and the praise to the one who has created them. You see, when you become a born-again Christian, something changes. When you become a born-again Christian, the idea of something being secular in your life is gone. When you become a Christian, you going to work is an act of worship because God gave you the abilities to work. When you become a Christian, having money in your pockets changes because it's not a love of the money anymore. It's a recognition that God has given you the ability to create wealth. When you become a Christian and you have words to speak, you recognize the name of Jesus is only in your mouth because God has revealed it to you, and you praise him. When you become a Christian, everything changes, and God gets all the glory. You see, I walked around that cemetery the other day, and when I walked by those graves, I honored the men, acknowledging what they had done, but the glory, oh, the glory went to God Almighty. You see, Memorial Day is an American holiday for most Americans. But for me, it's a moment to worship the one who has created everything and gifted men with abilities. Zechariah 4:6, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 13.
For it is God which works in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure. And Deuteronomy 31 and verse 6, it is a thought that is repeated throughout Scripture. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. Does it end there? It doesn't end there. If that verse ended there, it would be foolishness. It would be foolish to stand and say, I'm courageous and I don't have fear in a world that has fallen and broken, a world of war. No, Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong and of good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he it is that does go before you. He will not fail you, nor will he forsake you. Paul writing of the necessity to put on the full armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6. Tells us in verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Today, dear ones, we are living in a day of war. It is a spiritual war and it rages about us. And God has called us to be valiant men, to be mighty men and women of God, not in our own strength, but in the strength of the Spirit. We cannot fail in Jesus Christ. We have gotten our marching orders in Jesus Christ, and I believe it'll stand out as a memorial unto your life forever if he will call you, well done, thou good and faithful servant, well done, thou soldier of the Lord, for you lived in courage and in the might of the Lord, and God has done great things through you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful. Perhaps not grateful enough for those brave men and women who fought in defense of our freedoms, of our Constitution, of our nation. Perhaps, Lord, if we would open our eyes to the reality that the life that I live now has been bought and paid for in part through the death of others. And then, Lord, if we would look around us and we would see those who are serving in our nation now, those who are living and have served, and if we would honor them and thank them, Lord, for their service to their country, Lord, we would have a deeper sense, a deeper value of the freedoms that we have. And then, Lord, if we would look upon it and we'd see that this is an ethical thing because, Lord, you have created us and given us that sense to do that which is right, to protect, to defend, that, Lord, we would see that that's written on us by you. And that we would do that for your glory. And we would honor you, Lord, in the service of those who have committed their lives to this movement. But then, Lord, above and beyond all things, as a Christ came, substituted himself in my place. Through his death, the victory has been won for me. And the Lord, that I would cherish that, that that would be a memorial on my life written upon my heart forever, that every day I would stop and consider the one who died for me, and yet he lives. And the Lord, you have called us to this very same living to give of ourselves in the same manner that Christ gave of us. And so, Lord, today, a memorial day, a day of remembrance, a day of solemnness, Lord, may that be true in our lives. As we glorify you, as we thank you for those who have given their lives, as we thank you for our nation in which we live, as we thank you in Christ Jesus. We pray these things, Lord, that you would move us, that you would change us, that you would make us more like you in order that you might be glorified. And so we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.